welcome. The Midnight Case Files is a weekly audio drama podcast. Episode 2, Winter Worries.
Ah, Jamie. Finally. I was wondering when you would show up. I made you a coffee.
Hey, Min. I have a surprise.
Surprise!
You did not.
If you mean invite Damon along, then yes, I may have.
What is he doing here?
Why don't I let him explain?
I want to help.
Help what? Get coffee? As you can see, we are well covered in that department. Thank you and goodbye.
Look, Jamie told me you could be a bit prickly at first, but I want to repay you for helping me.
The case is only half solved.
Exactly. That's my point. I can help you.
I already have your partner as my assistant, and I am quite sure his level of observation quite outdoes your own.
What makes you say that?
Well, for one, your shirt is inside out. Also, there's a stain on it from what appears to be... pizza?
Pasta, actually. And okay, you got me there. But I can help you in other ways.
Like how?
Well, for one, my wolf gives me a heightened sense of smell. For example, I can tell that you brewed your coffee 35 minutes ago, and it's a blend from Jamaica. And the beans are slightly burnt. Oh, and you brewed it for too long.
I have not made coffee in quite some time. I bet it is still delicious.
Just admit it, that was kind of impressive. Look, we both know he can help us.
His charges haven't been cleared yet.
All the more reason for him to help us solve it sooner.
Hey, I'm on parole.
Fine, he can stay for today. We'll talk more about this later. I have a client scheduled at 12.
What kind of case is it?
I am not sure yet. This is just a consultation. Before I forget, I need some new notepads. Would you two mind running out and grabbing some for me? There's a shop I frequent on 3rd and Academy that should have everything I need. Here is a list. Oh, and make sure you are back by 11:30 sharp. Back already? That didn't take long. You were only gone 15 minutes.
We didn't make it.
Why not?
Do me a favor and look at me.
Why are you covered in snow? It is only August.
That's what I want to know.
It's snowing like crazy outside. All the transit's been shut down.
It was not snowing when you came in. Was it?
Not at all. Bright sunny day, actually.
Well, that certainly is strange.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry that I'm early, but the situation seems to have worsened.
Hello, Alfred. These are my assistants, Jamie and Damon.
Hello.
What is this guy doing here? He's a human. I can tell by his scent. I thought that you didn't serve humans.
Do not be rude to the client. Alfred is an acquaintance of mine from a long time ago, and I do not serve anyone. I help them. You sure are looking worse for wear. How long has it been? 50? 60 years?
Oh, at least that long. Time isn't as nice to you as others. You, of course, look as beautiful as always.
Very kind of you, Alfred. Now, what can we help you with today?
Well, I'm sure you've noticed the weather.
Snowstorm in the summer? Yeah, we noticed.
Do you know something about this?
Yes, quite intimately, you could say. You see, a long time ago, I collapsed while mountain climbing. When I woke up, I saw the face of a beautiful young woman. She was kind and sweet, and nursed me back to health. I fell in love and decided to stay. I grew older, and she did not. She told me what she really was, but having some knowledge of this world, I wasn't dismayed.
Ah, a Yukiona, huh?
Oh wait, I know this one. An ageless beauty who lives on snowy peaks and has the ability to control ice and snow.
That's right. The day she told me what she was, I asked her to marry me. We lived together in the mountains ever since. Years after we were married, we had a child, Chie. We lived as a happy family, far away from the world I once knew, until a few days ago, when Chie went missing. She was always interested in the outside world, but we kept her in the mountains to keep her safe. At first, I thought maybe she ran away to see the world. I figured she would be back any day, but 3 days turned to 4, and my wife was racked with worry. She scoured every inch of our mountains and found Chie's hair ribbon. She never takes off her hair ribbon.
So you think something happened to Chie?
My wife is certain. She stormed down the mountain in search of her.
And that's why there's a snowstorm.
Exactly. I fear if we don't find Chie soon, the city might be buried in snow.
Say no more. I understand. Jamie, Damon, meet me back here in 20 minutes and bring your winter gear. We are going mountain climbing. All right, this is as far as the car can take us. We walk from here.
Good. I needed to stretch my legs anyway.
So, where do we start searching?
I was actually hoping that you could help with that one, Damon. You forced yourself here. You might as well make yourself useful. I got Chie's hair ribbon from Alfred and was hoping you could get a scent off it.
I don't normally track, but I can do my best.
Hopefully that will be enough.
I think I got something. It's faint, though.
Good job, Dee. Lead the way.
It's just a little bit further now. We're getting close, though. Wait. Here! It's right here!
There's nothing here. Just snow.
Wait.
Aha! I knew there was something. See? I found I actually have no idea what this is. Ow! It's hot.
It looks like ember stone.
Oh no. Also, quick question. What is that?
Ember stone is a kind of gemstone that irradiates out a wave of heat energy.
Right.
She's saying it's a magic hot rock.
Oh, wait, but if that was found with her scent on it, and she's a being of ice, doesn't that mean...
Yes, she was likely weakened by it.
And I'm guessing Emberstone isn't naturally found on a snowy mountaintop.
Foul play.
Exactly.
This is bad. Where do we go from here?
Well, Emberstone is pretty rare, and it's not strictly legal in this part of the world. Anyone who had access to this is likely tuned into the criminal underworld.
Let me guess. You have just the perfect contact to talk to.
I always do.
So where are we going then?
The Flights of Fancy Brewery.
Hey, I know that place. They're famous for their daily rotating flights of beer. Cheap, but trendy. Why there, though?
That place is a hotbed of the so-called criminal underground. Catch your breath quick. We leave down the mountain in 5.
This doesn't really look like much of a criminal hub, as much as a hangout for beer-loving hipsters.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be much of a criminal underground if it was out in the open, though.
Well, you are half right. Black market dealings are not done straight out in the open, but we do not have to go far from here. See that plaque over there?
Yeah, I saw it.
Can you tell me what is written on it?
No, I'm not sure.
Both of you, take a good look at the plaque for a few seconds. Now, tell me what it says.
I've no idea. I swear I'm trying to concentrate, but I... It's like...
Like your focus brushed right past it, correct?
Yeah, like I can't look right at it or something.
Exactly. That would be the focus glimmer, a kind of spell that guides your focus away from a specific spot. It makes people feel uneasy so that they ignore something. Here, look at it again.
Ow!
Did you see it?
Yeah, right when you hit us, the wall with the plaque disappeared, or... Wait, it's not there at all, is it?
No. The spell prevents you from seeing it, but when I hit you, your attention was elsewhere for a second, allowing you to see past.
What was that for? That is awesome. Do it again.
Gladly.
Wait. The wall is not actually there, right? Let's just walk past it.
I suppose that works as well.
Aw, I wanted to see it disappear.
Just come with me, Dee.
Hello, Aaron. Long time no see.
Holy shit, is that you, Min?
In the flesh and plasma.
I thought you bounced out of this hellhole years ago.
Yes, well, something pressing brought me back.
Ah, so this is for business then, not pleasure.
Who says it can't be both? Jamie, get us a few beers, would you, dear?
A pale ale, please. The Angel Tears is the best. So, you buying or selling?
Neither. I was hoping you could tell me about this.
Ah, so buying then. You know better than most that information has a cost.
Fine. What do you want?
You don't have to be so harsh, love. I'm just trying to get by, same as everyone. You there, boy. You're a wolf, yeah?
Yeah. What of it?
You know, wolf blood is a particularly powerful ingredient in certain spells.
Damon, no. He is not a part of this.
No. It's all right. I said it would help. Now, is that all you need?
That should suffice for now.
All right, that's a deal.
Great. I will send a carrier by your office later. Leave me the address.
You really do not have to do this.
No. I want to. I've been helping some way.
Just know, blood magic can have untoward consequences.
Well, that's a problem for future Damon. Right now, there's a little girl in trouble.
All right, then. Now tell us what we want to know. Do you recognize this?
Amberstone? Yeah, I'd recognize something as rare as that. Paid an arm and a leg to get that, almost literally, too. Made a small fortune selling it off, though.
Who from?
You know I can't share that information. Just joking. Love, you know me. Everything is for sale. And you've already paid your price. Unfortunately, I can't tell you much about him. Young guy, wore a hood with a symbol on it, looked like this.
You did not have to carve it into the table. I brought a pen.
Hey, yeah. This is more fun, though.
Hey, I recognize that.
A shield with a tree on it? What do those mean?
It's not just any shield. Combined with a tree, it has a new meaning. That's an olive tree, which makes that shield the Aegis.
The what?
They're symbols of Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom and war. Well, that's not a great sign. Where do we go from here?
Here's your beers. Sorry, that was a big line. Hey, I've seen that symbol under the South River Bridge.
Well then, it looks like we found our lead then. The storm is really starting to pick up. Tell me we are getting close.
I think so. I'm pretty sure I saw it just over there.
Why were you down here anyway?
I tried to take a shortcut back home and ended up lost. It was weird. All of a sudden, I couldn't recognize anywhere, and every turn I took seemed to wind up somewhere else.
This is bad. If you squint, you should be able to see a thin layer of mist.
Yeah. What is that?
A confusion spell used to protect areas and make sure anyone poking around in an area will get lost.
That sounds similar to the kind of spell used in the bar.
They're from the same family of spells. Only this one is far more potent. It's also a restricted spell.
There are restricted spells?
Of course. Humans put restrictions on dangerous weapons, right? This is the same. Only this spell is restricted not from the effect, but because of the cost to cast it. All magic comes at a price and requires ingredients. This one requires the fresh, spilled magic blood of an innocent. Considering the quality of this spell and the area it covers, I would say there were likely more than one involved.
That's horrible!
So what you're saying is, whoever we're dealing with is dangerous.
Exactly. So make sure to stay together. I think we are here.
So the question now is, how do we get in?
I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Here, take this.
A piece of cloth?
Not just any cloth. This is a piece of a Doulahan's cloak.
The headless horse riders that collect the souls of dying humans?
Yes. But you see, a Doulahan must be able to go anywhere, so their cloaks have the ability to unlock any door. Place that on the crest and it should unlock whatever seal they have placed on it.
Ah, it just burst into flames!
There must have been a strong protection barrier around it. Damn. It was really hard procuring that.
Wait, look. A door's opening.
It worked! Let's go!
It's completely dark in here.
Don't worry. I brought flashlights for everyone. Here.
Thank you.
I don't like it in here. I smell fear.
I'll be okay as long as you're here.
That's very sweet, but I wasn't talking about you. Sense an overwhelming amount of fear inside.
I wonder how many people are in here.
I can hear about 4 heartbeats. So stick close to me.
I found the intruders. Hallway 17B.
We have been spotted. Jamie, stay behind us.
Get down!
I didn't know you could move that fast, Min.
There is a lot you do not know about me. More are coming. We must hurry.
Stop right there.
I'll take care of them. You guys run.
I hear something.
Help, please.
Down this hall.
Look, that must be Chie. Don't worry, we're here to rescue you. Your father sent us.
Thank you. Please get me out of this cage.
Damn it, it's locked. I wish I still had that dual hand cloak.
Step aside. I will take care of it.
Whoa, that was incredible.
Like I said, there is much you do not know about me, but we should hurry and leave now.
Right, come with us.
You found her. Thank goodness. I was so worried. Let's hurry and get you home before your mother buries the city in snow.
Of course, that is of the utmost importance. But first, would we be able to ask young Chie a few questions? Who was it that kidnapped you, and for what purpose?
Min, please. Relax, Chie. It's okay. I promise. Now, what do you remember about the people who took you? Anything at all would be helpful.
Well, I was walking around the mountains like always when I suddenly felt really hot and weak. The next thing I remember was waking up in a cell. They cut my hair.
I am so sorry. Yuki Ona store their ice magic in their hair.
It's okay. I'll be without my powers for a year or two, but I'll get them back when my hair grows back.
The ones who took you, did they say anything that sounded weird to you?
Well, they kept talking about collecting the proper ingredients. I heard what I think were screams from a few other children, but I'm not sure. They also kept mentioning a name, something like Amis?
Aegis?
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm sorry I can't help much, but I was kept in that cage the whole time. Thank you for rescuing me.
Of course. It is what I... what we do. You get on your way now, and let us know at any sign of trouble, or if you remember anything else.
I'm so glad we found her.
Yes, I am quite relieved myself, but...
You're thinking about what she said, aren't you? About the other children? Do you know something about that?
I came to the city looking for a missing Banshee child. It's probably unrelated, but...
We'll find her. We'll find all of them. And whatever Aegis is planning, we'll stop them together. You're not alone anymore now, Min. We're a team.
I suppose we are.
Even me?
Yes. But do not push your luck.
The Midnight Case Files is written and produced by Serene Diamond. The music is written by Corey Hawkway and Trio Telfair. You can find them at triotelfair.bandcamp.com. The voice of Min was Kathy Herbert. The voice of Jamie was Jonah Simmons. The voice of Damon was Milan Janzik. The voices of Alfred and Aaron were Jeff Diamond. The voice of Chie was Sam Cortez. Additional voices by Serene Diamond. If you like the show, you can show your support by leaving us a review on iTunes or visiting us on social media. We're on Facebook at The Midnight Case Files, on Twitter at Midnight Files, or on our website, midnightcasefiles.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.